discerning the political assault on Winsome Earl Sears by the extremist Democratic Party of Virginia. Woe to those who call evil good, and good evil. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20. The Democratic Party of Virginia brands biblical convictions as extreme, yet they champion abortion without limits and moral deviancy. They are the true extremists in this political assault. The Virginia Democratic Party's latest press release, titled, Elected Leaders, Virginians Call Out Sears' Extreme Record in Arlington, is a thinly veiled attempt to vilify Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears for standing on values that millions of Virginians still cherish. Rather than engage her positions in good faith, they launch personal attacks, using emotionally charged rhetoric to paint her as a threat to democracy. But when examined honestly, their objections reveal a deeper hostility to biblical truth and constitutional principles. What they condemn, we commend. Let's examine some of the positions Democrats call extreme. Pro-life convictions. Sears supports life in the womb and is critical of abortion-on-demand laws like the Texas six-week ban. The left portrays this as radical, but Christians understand from Psalm chapter 139 that life begins in the womb. It is not extreme to protect innocent life, it is righteous. Read more. Life, Liberty, and the Womb. The Myth of Reproductive Rights. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Personal responsibility. Sears stated, "We need to make our choices before we're pregnant." The Democratic Party calls this callous, but it's a statement of moral accountability that aligns with biblical wisdom and common sense. Actions have consequences. Defense of biblical marriage. Democrats criticize Sears for being morally opposed to bills protecting same-sex marriage. But Sears' stance is consistent with Genesis chapter 2 verse 24 and the teaching of Christ in Matthew chapter 19 verses 4-6. Her refusal to redefine marriage is not hatred, it's conviction. See also, the real threat to marriage isn't Winsome Sears, it's a nation defying God. Economic stewardship. Sears has questioned the media's alarmism over federal job losses and has expressed caution regarding Medicaid expansion. Critics say this proves she doesn't care about Virginians, but in truth she advocates for self-reliance and sound governance over bloated bureaucracy. The real extreme agenda. While the Democratic Party paints Sears as dangerous, their platform promotes abortion without limits, even up to birth, government-backed gender ideology, in schools and legislation, moral relativism, that rejects biblical absolutes, top-down economic policies, that grow dependency, not dignity. They use euphemisms like reproductive rights and equity to mask what is often rebellion against God's design for life, family, and society. See our response to media attacks. Salon magazine smears Christians in defense of Winsome Earl Sears and biblical sexuality. Why this matters for Christians and conservatives in Virginia. Winsome Sears is not the enemy. She is a threat only to those who want to erase the moral foundations of our Commonwealth. Her biblical values, her public courage, and her unapologetic patriotism deserve to be applauded, not attacked. We must discern the times, 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 32, and stand with those who dare to speak truth in a generation intoxicated with lies. Call to action, pray, for leaders like Winsome Earl Sears who are under attack for standing firm. Equip your family and community to understand the issues from a biblical worldview. Vote with conviction, not cultural pressure. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11.